got off that ship and I signed off. They signed my discharge book. And I took my leave because we'd only been gone about 7 weeks to North Africa, unloaded and come back again. Oh, still in convoy, 23 knot ship,
yeah.
in an 8 knot convoy, which was not 8 knots. It was always
slower.
It was always a little less because I checked it.
So you're going at like a third speed.
Well, that's not what they do. All the captains go ashore. Like when they got the ship in South Wales, went up the Irish Sea, went into a lock in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
where the ship was congregated, safe in the locks. And on the given time, they would leave and meet outside of Scotland and form the 50-ship convoy and go wherever. Usually you never knew where you were going. You were never told.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can tell, anybody can tell you that, by the kind of cargo we had where we were going. Manchester in North England was a port that usually loaded ships going to Russia.
Yeah.
Well, ships going to Russia would be fixed up to handle the cold weather
mm-hmm.
more than the ship going to North Africa.
Right.
Also, the equipment going there would be slightly different
right.
to Russia. That's what you knew. So a lot of people, or seamen, would check all these ships out, not wanting to go to Russia,
yeah.
and it would get sickness, and not report, and maybe someone else would be put on it. I'm sure that happened. I did not know what I just told you. I later realized that what did happen. Men reported to the pool, were standing back sometime, when they were calling for somebody.
Yeah.
I was poor and innocent.
Right.
Knew nothing, you know. So when I went there, the first time after leaving this beautiful Kaipaki,
yeah.
they said, "Got a ship for you. It's not deck boy." I said, "Well, what is it?" He said, "It's fireman's boy." I said, "I never heard of a fireman's boy. Have you?"
"No."
"What do you do?" "A deck boy.
You're in the engine,
take care of the deck guys and all that." So I went, it was a Dutch ship.
Yeah.
They're all Dutchmen on there. So that was a job, and I couldn't refuse it.
Yeah.
So I went on the fireman. And what I did the same thing as a deck boy. But instead of getting food for the deck guys, ABs, I got food for the stokers
okay.
and the coal passers.
Yeah.
Same job, a little bit dirtier.
Right.
I didn't have to clean their place. I didn't have to, well, I had to keep the floor straight,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have to make the bed. These firemen went on duty every watch. Their job was to throw coal in the fire.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to anybody about that?
Yeah, well, a few people. But yeah, you can describe the process.
Yeah. They would open those doors and throw coal in there,
mm-hmm.
big enough to go through the hole, and keep that fire roaring.
Right.
And they could clean it out, bring out the clinkers and all that kind of stuff. On this ship, I was on a Dutch ship. It was a small ship.
Mm-hmm.
All these Dutchmen were trapped away from home. Holland was overrun by
right.
the Germans.
So, yeah.
They had to report to England.
They're exiles, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So therefore, if they needed any help, supplies, stuff, England did that for them.
Yeah.
And I was on the supply. I went on there to find boy. They already had a deck boy.
Yeah.
And he was taking care of the deck guys. So I was taking care of the fireman.